Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now is former Astros manager, Major League manager Phil Garner. And Gar, we were just talking about, you know, building a football team and the quarterback position. I think there are some similarities in baseball that if you get the starting rotation right, if you're strong at least at 1 and 2 and maybe at 3, and you've got a decent bullpen, you can win some games and get on your way even before you've got all the bats in place.
Well, I'm 100% on board with that. You're not going to win in baseball if you don't have frontline pitching. If you look at the guys that are in the playoffs, pictures in baseball is changing. More and more teams are getting in the playoffs. But I'm going to say that the pattern is going to continue. That the teams that make the playoffs and the teams that advance in the playoffs are going to be the teams that have the best pitching on the year. And more than likely, they're going to have the best starting pitching as well. But you're not going to win at professional baseball level unless you have pitching. I go back to the old Detroit Tigers when Sparky Anderson was managing, and we go in there one year and they had 5 guys that were hitting over 20 home runs, and they were going to finish in the middle of the pack in the pennant race because they didn't have good enough pitching. So got to have it. And I'm with you on the quarterback thing. I don't see any teams that go to the playoffs, and this is college too. You've got to have a quarterback. You're going to have a frontline quarterback if you're going to be any good. So it seems like to me, anyway.
I didn't know we were going to get in a little football talk with Phil Garner. Phil Garner. I did not expect it, but
no.
I like it.
No, well, Tennessee Volunteers, Phil Garner, they'll talk.
Yeah,
they're looking pretty good. Now. Hey, they're looking pretty good, brother.
Well, I don't know. We're gonna get tested this week. In the next 3 weeks, we're gonna really get tested. So we got Louisiana, LSU this week. So we'll find out from Tennessee, but. You know, we should have beaten Pitt worse than we beat. We let them slip up. We let Florida slip back in the game on us when we had them beat. So I'm holding my breath, but I think we're going to be okay.
You got a hooker for a quarterback, so that's nice.
Hendon. Well, put some respect on his name.
His name's – he's a hooker.
Disrespectful to him.
So that's nice. Phil Garner with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So in 17, your bullpen was really a disaster in the postseason, and yet you were able to overcome it. Last year, the bats really shut down against the Braves, Gar, and you couldn't overcome that. What's most worrisome for you heading into this postseason with this team?
Well, I was worried when we started the season. I wasn't sure our bullpen was going to be up for the task. I thought they were unknown, and a lot of times your second big leagues guys don't perform the same they do as the first year from a pitching standpoint. You also had the question mark of Verlander. Well, Verlander certainly answered that question mark. He's going to win the Cy Young, or at least he should. And our bullpen has stepped up and been the best in the American League. We've been solid from top to bottom. And Framber's come on and pitching. So I think going into the playoffs, we look solid. I think we're going to miss Brantley. We haven't missed him in the regular season. Other guys have picked up the deal there. But when you're in a short series, you know, things can happen. You run into another team who's pitching, and it just happens to be really hot. And that's what happened with the Braves. We played the Braves. They got hot on us. Pitching got hot. We made a couple of mistakes, and a couple of guys hit them out of the ballpark that if you make good pitches on them, they don't have a chance. So anything can happen. So right now, my only concern is that the pitching keeps going like it is. My biggest concern is we're going to have a week layoff before we start playing again, and that bothers me more than anything.
Yeah, you know. I mean, bats can get cold. Pitchers can lose their command. Let's say it's a seventh inning of a tight game. You comfortable bringing in Urquidy or Garcia as opposed to one of the bullpen guys that's been there all year?
Well, I'm not sure I am on that. I like to get comfortable with guys. The one guy that I like out of the bullpen is Well, I'm just drawing a blank on his
Hunter
name.
Brown.
Brown. I like Brown because I like guys coming out of the bullpen when you state it like the seventh inning. You're probably in a jam. You need somebody that can strike somebody out. So I like that. I like that position. And I like guys that throw strikes and, and keep the ball in the ballpark. So and strike people out. You know, that's all I need. Just strike somebody out, keep the ball in the ballpark, and get ahead.
So, yeah. Well, how
not asking much, but I tend to like guys that I've been going with, in my case, for the year, if they're doing the job. And if there's a little question mark, I'm not opposed to bringing in a new kid that's got electric stuff, that's for sure.
Well, we've seen it before, though. We saw McCullers come out of the bullpen. We saw Charlie Morton come out. We've seen Urquidy come out of the bullpen before, all season. And these guys, the way Urquidy pitched this year and Garcia pitched this year, they deserve to be on that postseason run and get some time on the mound, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I think you got to go with it. McCullers is an interesting deal for me. He's I'm not sure. This guy's got electric stuff, but he's got such a brilliant fastball. But he loves to go to his curveball, and with good reason, because nobody can hit it. So I would be tempted to use him late in the ball game, because he's got the strikeout pitch. If he wants to throw 10 curveballs in a row, nobody can hit it. If he can throw them for strikes, he's going to be in good shape. So I tend to like that one. But I agree with you, guys that have earned it. But your objective is to win every ball game. You don't have time to let guys find themselves if they start to struggle in the playoffs. I always had a deal with my bullpen, John. I don't know if I remember mentioning telling you about it, but I would tell them, as the season went along, I would say, look, I'm going to try to get a format that we use in the bullpen. In other words, we have a specific guy for the sixth inning and when we're down in the game or when we're up in the game, same thing in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. And so I want to try to get into that pattern. But if one guy struggles in a particular situation any given night, I may take him out. I may take him out after two batters if he's throwing 12 straight balls, So with mixing in a couple of strikes in there. But what I would say, Sam, I'll get you back in the next day. So I'm not going to let you sit and rot. I'm going to continue to use you. And then as we got closer to the postseason, I'd say, times are different now, fellas. If you're not getting it done, I'm going to go to somebody else. I'm going to rotate out quickly. And I think that's more what you're seeing out of more managers these days. They get to that bullpen quickly. In a lot of cases, it works. You go back to the Dodgers a few years ago, and they took out Buehler when Buehler was just mowing us down, and we got to their bullpen quickly and ended up beating them. So it made no sense to me to take Buehler out in I think it was the fourth inning when he's just mowing everybody down, and we ended up winning the ball game. So I think you got to be careful about some of those. But late in the ball game, when you're talking about seventh inning on, I think you can go to your bullpen quickly.
Yeah, this is really going to be fascinating how Dusty and the team, proceeds with an analytical approach versus a talent approach in the bullpen, right? You've got Hunter Brown who hasn't pitched in the playoffs. You've got Hunter Brown who doesn't have a ton of innings under his belt as a major leaguer, period. But the talent level is exceptional, and it's going to be better than some other guys who may have statistical advantages based on their history against a pitcher. I really am curious to see how Dusty manages this with the talent versus a numbers approach when it gets into the bullpen.
Well, I think what Dusty's going to do is he's going to make a quick decision. If he brings in Brown and Brown's mowing him down, he's going to stay with it. If Brown's looks like he's going to struggle a little bit, then he's going to go to somebody else in the bullpen. Let me tell you something. Stats are a beautiful thing. And when you have a big sample, it really does make a lot of sense. But when you're dealing on one game only, that, it doesn't matter what the stats show. You're going to go with who you believe. And let me tell you something. Even the hardcore mathematicians in baseball believe that too. And let me give you an example. The example is this that I've used to those people that say, you got to look at the numbers, boys. You got to do what the numbers. Now, I say, you don't even believe your own numbers. And let me tell you why. Because if you get down and you've got Alvarez, who's 0 for 10 against one particular hitter, and you need a home run to win the ball game, are you going to pinch hit Diaz, a right-handed hitter, for Alvarez, who's a left-handed hitter with a left-handed pitcher? Nobody's going to do that. Nobody. If you do, you're going to get shot. I would shoot you if you were going to do that by the general manager. So my point here is that what managers do, and they should do, is they go with who they can believe can get the job done. Now, you look at the stat. Every manager does. And it's no different today than it was. We just have a better way of getting the information to the managers today. Going back to my days when we were playing, Chuck Tanner, Earl Weaver, they all had their book. They all kept their stats on all these players. So, really, there's not that much that's different.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Lance McCullers, I mean, Fromber has been unbelievable, set the record for, you know, quality starts, all of this, won the All-Star game and everything else. But Lance McCullers is much better at home than he is on the road. Would you start McCullers in game two and save Fromber for game three?
I would have a question mark of starting McCullers. Like I said earlier, in my opinion, and I don't know McCullers well. Just watched him, you know, we missed him all year. We just only seen him recently. I might tend to look at McCullers pitching out of the bullpen for the playoffs. So I'm dodging your question, I guess, to answer to your question, because in my mind, I'm thinking of McCullers more of as a bullpen guy. I tend to go with Fromber. So Fromber for me has been outstanding. And let me tell you about changing things on stats. You remember when Alabama was playing for the national championship? And at halftime, he took out his Heisman Trophy quarterback, mm-hmm. Hurd. Who else in the country would have done that? Do you know any other head coach in the world that would have made that move?
So he went.
That was a pretty gutsy move, and he won the ball game, didn't he?
Tua over Hurts. Went Tua over Hurts, and won. And Hurts, interestingly enough, is in the MVP discussion. But he went Tua over Hurts, won the game in the second half against Georgia. Yeah, you would not have seen someone. But, you know, you're managing to win. I mean, it's a one and done.
That's what I'm telling you. Yep. And that's where the playoffs is. You're managing to win. You can't look at, you know, your guy's personality. You can't, if Verlander gets to the fourth inning and he's given up six straight hits and he's down three runs and a couple of guys on base are probably going to take him out, even though I got to believe Verlander is the best in the planet, you know, right now. So.
No, absolutely.
That'd be like leaving Garrett Cole on the bench in the seventh game of a World
Series. Whoa.
Crazy like that.
Well, now here, that brings up another one, because I go back a few years ago when, Tampa Bay was in the World Series, and we had our Houston pitcher. He was a Houston kid, went to Spring High School, and I forget the manager. Brought him back on 3 days rest to pitch. If you look at the playoffs, and I've done this too because I believed in Roger Clemens. If you look at the history of bringing pitchers back on short rest in the playoffs, you would say the stats will tell you don't do that. But yet every manager does it. Everybody does it. And the reason is because they believe in that talent over the stats. I guess it's going back to what you were saying.
You're talking about Josh Beckett when they brought him back.
Josh Beckett, yeah. That's right, Josh Beckett. And at the time, if you looked at those stats, because I had looked them up in those days, if you look it up, you would have, if you just looked at the stats, you would have never brought a pitcher back on short rest in the playoffs, because something like 7 out of 9 times they had lost. So you're going to defy those stats? I mean, yeah, you're going to defy them. And Beckett ends up pitching pretty well, as I recall.
That is Phil Garner. Great talk. Man, we're heading to the playoffs. It's going to be fun. Man, we appreciate you being with us here, Gar, and let's do it again soon.
Okay. All right.
There's Phil Garner with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great stuff. That you get some insight on how they look at it. I mean, not everybody looks at it the same as we all do, okay? I mean, we're probably the smartest here on this show.
Easily the smartest.
But you know what?
On the show, the station, the city.
Huh?
the city. Well, I mean, had I been managing, we'd have a no-hitter we'd be talking about right now.
Yeah.
Had I been managing.
Yeah. You'd have brought Presley in, right?
Why wouldn't you in a 10-0 game go to your closer?
Right. Well, he needs work, too.
He needs work. Look, he's... Is he going to have like 6-7 days off?
It's jerk. Jerks. They're just jerks ruining everything for us. That's no jab at them. Well, wait a minute. Yes, it is.
That was completely a jab. And Site Jab was created. The name came from Hector Garcia, the owner. He created the company 24, 25 years ago. And he's a big boxing fan, so he called the company Site Jab. It's your website. He wants to punch it up and jab it up and get it to where it needs to be. But Site Jab has become so much more over the last just 10 years. Just 10 years. Yes, the way that analytics has driven websites, yes, analytics is involved in websites too. It basically is taking historical data and putting it to work for you so that they make your website more efficient. They get people the information. I'm looking on their own website. They've got a Let's Meet tab where you can set up your consultation. Phone numbers that they have. They have the phone number right there on the front page, two different phone numbers. They've got who we are, web design, marketing, our work. So you get to see the work that they've done in the past, what they do in terms of their marketing, which includes lead generation, business consulting, branding and identity. Of course, web design, which is custom websites and e-commerce websites. They put everything there right there on the front page for you to find it. It's the same thing they're going to do for your site. They want people to have an efficient time whenever they get to your website so they find exactly who you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you quickly so that you are able to turn those eyes into business leads. SiteJab.com will put your company in the best light and give you an interactive billboard to really help to improve your revenue stream. SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.